Welcome again to Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. We're back with our continued coverage on workplace wellness programs as part of a study that the Transamerica Center for Health Studies has conducted with the Johns Hopkins University right here in good old Baltimore. And today we're going to discuss how to integrate physical activity into the workplace. Now, it's important to note that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention describes regular physical activity as one of the most important things you can do for your health. I refer to it as just move. You just got to move and keep moving. There's a strong scientific evidence that the regular physical activity actually reduces the risk for heart disease, diabetes, obesity, high blood pressure, stroke, depression, and even certain kinds of cancer. But the critical question really is, how do we get physical activity into the workplace when 83% of Americans have sedentary jobs for the most part? So here to discuss workplace wellness programs is Hector De La Torre, who is Executive Director for the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, physical activity sounds like a great idea. Is it so much to ask that every 4 hours or every 3 hours for 20 minutes, 15 minutes, employers allow their employees to get up and move and take a walk or do something else? It's a hard sell, it seems, and probably even harder to implement.
Well, first of all, it's actually closer to every hour. You should get up and do something, some amount of movement. Workplace wellness programs that encourage physical activity are becoming increasingly popular because studies have shown that they both reduce absenteeism and they can lower healthcare costs. A physically active adult will, on average, have health care costs that are 11% lower than an inactive adult. So you do have some incentives as a business because you want to have those employees at work and productive.
Right. And I mean, those are compelling reasons. Did your partners at Johns Hopkins have any suggestions for implementing programs that actually increase physical activity at work?
Yes, absolutely. The first step is to assess and plan. Employers can assess both their employees' current levels of physical activity, and they can also assess the existing opportunities for physical activity at the worksite. For example, bike racks, showers, walking paths around the facility, stairwells that are attractive and readily accessible so that people can use the stairs instead of elevators, for example. The CDC has a free assessment that can be downloaded, which is also available on our website. Based on the results of the assessment, employers can then set benchmarks or measures of success.
All right, so how realistic is it? You know, the great majority of businesses in the United States are smaller businesses, that they're going to redesign their stairwells or a running track around the building. I mean, are we asking too much of employers? Where do you draw the line? How do you manage all that?
When we came into this with Johns Hopkins, we told them we wanted things that were cheap or free for employers to do for their employees. So some of the things that they have come up with are encouraging active transportation, for example, commuting by walking or biking, if that's a possibility. Create an environment that's conducive to walking, open stairwells, walking clubs, walking meetings.
Yeah, who says you have to sit at a conference table to conduct a meeting, right? Take a walk.
Exactly. They can provide an exercise facility on site. Obviously, this is a little more expensive. Or they can just map out nearby resources such as parks. By providing them a map of all the things that are nearby, people can engage that. Finally, allow for flexible work schedules or breaks during the day for that physical activity.
Well, Hector, thanks as always. We'll be returning to this topic in subsequent segments here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.